Now we are going to be talking to October's Regional Artist of the Month. Every month we talk to someone who has been selected by Regional Arts WA as their Artist of the Month. For October, it's Madeline Tiwiu. She has written The Assassin Thief. It is part of a trilogy. She is joining us now to talk us through her writing journey, how she decided that actually she was going to sit down and write a book. Madeline, welcome.
Thank you for having me. Hello.
Hiya. So you loved books as a child, and then as a young adult kind of sat down one day and said, right, that's it, I'm going to do this.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it panned out, yeah.
Do you remember, did any one thing happen, or did it just kind of grow on you that you were like, nope, this is it, this is what I'm going to do?
I feel like lots of book nerds and you know, big book lovers always have this idea knocking around in their head that it would be nice to write a book. But it wasn't up until quite recently that I decided, no, I'm going to sit down and actually put pen to paper and put it into practice.
Yeah. And so you kind of ended up working all these odd jobs.
Yes.
Embracing rural life, a bit of hospitality, a bit of cattle station work. Does any of that make its way into your novels?
Yes, definitely. I feel like it helps me a lot when I describe the environment. So because it's a fantasy novel, it's not, you know, set in a world that we know. So it helps a lot with world building to be very descriptive of, like, bushfires or, you know, harsh summers where the grass is all crunchy and dry and things like that. So I think I draw on that quite a lot.
So there's a bit of transferable skills.
Yes, definitely.
What did you, I mean, when you sat down to write this book, this is now part of a trilogy, right?
Yes, yeah.
So at what point during that writing process did you realise that it wasn't just one book, it was three books?
Probably not as soon as I should have, to be honest. So I started off as what in the writing world we call a pantser, as in you write by the seat of your pants. So I just sat down and started writing. I probably got, you know, a good halfway, two-thirds into my book before I went, I don't know where this is going. I've written myself into a corner and I'm stuck. So at that point, I sat down and planned out the whole outline of the book and realised it was three books. So I did the outline for three books instead.
after you'd already written most of it?
Yes.
I think, you know, you said you found out too late, but, like, that's how we learn, right? Like, that's how we figure stuff out, is by doing it.
Absolutely, yes. It's been a huge learning curve and journey, but yeah, I needed to do those things to get to the point that I'm at now, and I'm a bit more confident going forward writing books two and three, so it helps.
Can I ask about books two and three? So, mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like this idea of a strong female character is one, you know, it's a phrase that gets kind of thrown around quite a bit. What does it mean to be a strong female character?
So it was very important to me to write characters that are, you know, not just physically and mentally strong, but emotionally strong as well, and to have the character fall down and pick themselves back up at multiple points through the story, you know. So she is what we call a morally grey character, so she is quite questionable at times, but she just has that presence about her. You know, she doesn't want to lead, but she could if she needed to. So it's just that sort of badass character that we all love and you just want to get behind and cheer for.
Is there something about her that you kind of look up to yourself, or do you think she's more modelled on you? Like, do you want to be her, or do you think you are her?
I'm not sure. I feel like I pick personality traits from you know, not just myself, but people around me, you know, like, so I have from really close friends that are so fiercely loyal. I've taken that personality trait and added it in. And, you know, other friends that I have that always speak their mind no matter what, you know. So I've sort of just molded it from a bit from myself, I guess, because it would nearly be impossible to not put a bit of yourself into a story, but also just, yeah, people around me and people in my life.
I think forming this character to be such a kind of well-rounded person is quite a struggle. Did you end up getting any support from other people in the writing community when you were putting this book together?
Yeah, so when I had finished my first draft and I had edited it to the best of my ability, and I'd got a couple of rejections when I had pitched it to agents and publishers, so something wasn't working. So I actually went online and did a couple of online courses through the Australian Writers' Centre, and that helps you give a good sense of community. They have social media pages so you can share manuscripts with other authors and give each other feedback. So that sort of helps, you know, get yourself into the community and help people, you know, add things to your story.
Amazing. So both the courses that you've done plus Regional Arts WA have supported you in this journey as you've gone to get this book published. It's called The Assassin Thief. You are doing a number of talks.
Yes, we are.
Tell us a little bit about where we can find you.
So the official release date is tomorrow, so Saturday the 15th. We will be tomorrow at the Bow Davis Library or the Mary Davis Library for our official release day. So we'll be doing a chat with another local WA author. We'll be doing book signings and readings out of the book. And we are also going to be in the city at Mount Lawley at Planet Books on Sunday from about 11 till 2, you know, doing some signings and sales and meet and greets and things like that.
Exciting. So yes. you can check out Madeline's new book. It's published by New Dawn and it is called The Assassin's Thief. Madeline, thank you so much for talking to us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're listening to Artbeat on RTRFM 92.1. That was Madeline Tiwui talking about her first book, The Assassin's Thief. It is part of a trilogy, so make sure you keep an eye out for the second two. And she was the Regional Arts WA Artist of the Month. Every month we celebrate an emerging, established artist from the regions.